Clowney. It's every quarterback's nightmare to line up and say, uh-oh, J.J. Watt, uh-oh, Clowney. That's going to be dangerous. If I was another team in the AFC, I'd be praying the Texans don't take him.
You're watching Texans Reloaded 2014 Draft, presented by Papa John's.
Welcome one, welcome all to Texans Reloaded 2014 Draft. My name's Drew Doherty. I'm your host, and for the next half hour, we've got you covered like nobody else does. You're going to hear from the number one pick himself, Jadeveon Clowney. He wears a wire on his whole journey from Radio City Music Hall here to Houston. Plus, we hear from General Manager Rick Smith, Head Coach Bill O'Brien, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, joins me, rides shotgun as well, and Texans analyst John Harris is going to give you some in-depth analysis on every guy that's going to suit up for the Houston Texans as a draft pick. Plus, we take it to the streets of Manhattan. We're going international. This is going to be a lot of fun. But before we do all that, we got to rewind to Thursday night. The Texans were on the clock unofficially for about 4 months. But once the commissioner said it was time to go, it was time to party at Reliance Stadium as these 10,000 did back then.
With the first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end.
We're going to tear up this NFL, get every quarterback that we play.
So Thursday night was a fun one. This guy, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, was there. And Mark, what an evening. And you really were up there and in the battle, so to speak, firsthand. You saw the excitement. You felt the excitement. It's about as loud as it gets on a draft night.
Drew, I've been to every draft party in Houston Texans history. This was by far the loudest, the most rowdy, and the most crowded, really. 10,800 plus at Reliance Stadium for the festivities. And what struck me right away was the reception they gave Clowney when the pick was announced. Everybody cheered. They were really approving of this selection. Look, anytime you get the number one player on most teams' draft boards, you got to be happy with that.
And it's interesting how from early January to now, the thought was they take a quarterback for sure. And then it steadily and surely became Clowney is the guy. There were no big surprises come Thursday night.
Well, once you look at this draft, Drew, you see that the Texans stuck to their board, and Clowney being the number one player, they went with him, and they kept with that throughout the entirety of the draft.
Yeah, our own DP Sidhu caught up with the man, and appropriately, she talked about what he came up to the commissioner with.
Here I am with the Houston's number one draft pick, Jadeveon Clowney. The wait's over. You're here in Houston. Has it begun to settle in that you're now in the NFL?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just excited to be here, be a part of the Houston family, and get going, man. I've been waiting on this my whole life. This is a great opportunity for me and my family.
Tell us a little bit about your walk-up music last night, The Man by Allo Black. Why'd you pick it? Does it have any significance for you?
I love that song, and I felt like I was the man. Seize the moment, you don't get it back, and I love that song again.
You know, when Roger Goodell called your name, you looked really emotional up there. What was going on in your head at that time?
Oh, man, I just thought about what I went through in my journey to get to that point in my life. I was just set in, like, I finally accomplished my dream, which make it to the NFL, which I can't say a lot of people made it. Like, I made it, so I was excited about that.
You're really close to your mom. You live at home, and you'd said earlier in the week that on Jimmy Fallon that you were going to buy her a house. What did she say to you after your name was called?
She would say, I'm really proud of you, son. You accomplished your dreams and keep doing what you want to do. You can be whatever you want to be.
Rick Smith talked to the media and said that he plans on using you at outside linebacker. What is that transition going to be like for you?
Well, that's going to be a great transition for me. I've been looking forward to it. I've been working on it. I'm just getting ready to get into the system and get going.
I see Romeo Crennel's got a really big smile on his face this morning, and Mike Vrabel's been showing you around the building. How much you've been able to talk to the coaches? What's your interaction with them been like so far?
It's been very great, you know, just to get to knowing them the first time I came here, and they worked me out at my pro day, and then he's been showing me a couple of the plays they've been going over. So it's going to be a great fit for me down here in Houston.
You said that you talked to J.J. Watt shortly afterwards. He said he's going to be a mentor to you. Which of your teammates have reached out to you so far?
Well, I mean, DJ Swinge, I talked to Jonathan Joseph, them guys back from home where we grew up at. Jonathan Joseph from the same area. I'm from Rock Hill, South Carolina. I played on teams with DJ Swinge, so them guys basically reached out to me and was like, man, I'm glad you're a Houston Texan. I'm glad you're part of this family, like, reunited again. So,
DJ and Jonathan Joseph have been lobbying hard for you for several months now. So how much are you going to lean on them for this transition to the NFL and transitioning to living in Houston?
A lot. I told them that, man. Y'all got to show me the area, man. Y'all got to be my big brothers down there. And they say, I got you, man. And J.J. White also, I talked to him. He was like, I'm going to help you out and give you everything I know about the game and make sure you don't have no – you're going to have some ups and downs, but he said he's going to be there for me when I have them problems. And I'll say, yeah, thank you for that.
How excited are you to work for a guy like Mike Vrabel, who's had such a prolific career in the NFL?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I heard he was a get-after-you guy. And I like coaches like that. You know, I had one like that when I was in college. And I'm just looking forward to playing for him, see what type of guy he is on the field.
All right, so coming up this next weekend, rookie minicamp, how excited are you to get back to football?
Oh, man, I feel like I lost a touch for a second. I was like, no, we've been away from football for a while. But I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's been a long time since we've been on the field. And I'm ready to get out there and get to running around and using my hands again.
Yeah, a lot of work to be done for sure, Mark, because he played defensive end at South Carolina, going to play a little bit differently in the NFL.
Yeah, outside linebacker, and this Romeo Crennel coach 3-4. Rick Smith talked about it after Clowney was drafted.
Obviously very excited with the selection of Jadeveon and what he can add to our organization and our football team, our community, and our defense. And he's an impact player. We always talk about impact players and adding those types of athletes to our organization, and he certainly fits the bill.
Okay, that's just a snippet of what Rick Smith had to say. You can hear more in some extended cuts on HoustonTexans.com, and there is just a wealth of information there as well, Mark.
All the interviews from the weekend, check it out on HoustonTexans.com, and we'll find out how the rest of the draft unfolded next on Texans Reload.